Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In all the incredible amount of sound yesterday, we didn't get to this from Kenny Pickett. And so this has been picked up. This quote that we're about to play for you has been picked up by people in Pittsburgh radio. And some are pissed at Kenny, some are pissed at the Steelers. But this is Kenny Pickett talking about what last year in Philadelphia showed him as opposed to the first 2 years in Pittsburgh.
I'm extremely grateful for my time in Philly. I think I just, you know, was shown how it's supposed to be done, really, from the top down. So when you get a chance to see what it's supposed to look like and how it should look on a day-to-day basis, not just on Sundays, you know, I think it'll pay dividends for me, you know, in the future.
All right, there's just no other way to put this than that was an absolute shot across the bow of the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin.
Yeah? That was a hammer to Tomlin as a coach.
Like, I kept, like, trying to, because you and I are both guys, it's like, all right, this is what the face value is, and this is what the deeper meaning is. We both tend to overthink it a little bit, look for the different avenues. There's no other avenues.
Well, but it was said as if this has not been something that he's a lone wolf on with the ideology attached to this.
Yes.
Like, this is somebody that, whether it's his people, whether it's the Browns, I'm not sure. Someone's convinced him. Actually, I think it's a genius job of the Browns if they're the ones behind this. Someone's convinced him that the Steelers ruined him.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers wrecked him. He had no chance of succeeding with the Steelers because Tomlin doesn't know what to do with quarterbacks, and the whole situation just leads to epic failure after epic failure. And in part, it goes to what I've said all along with Tomlin, is that if the name isn't Ben Roethlisberger, he doesn't know what to do with you as a quarterback, and he's been banking on this. Like, it's a smart play by Pickett, but I don't think he acted alone on this.
We're actually going to play a piece of sound from Aditi in about 15 minutes that might go along with what you're saying. I just, with all due love and respect to Tiny Baby Hands, I don't know I want this message from you.
I mean, this is the message he has to go with, does it not?
Like,
doesn't work, then, I mean, you're going to be done anyway, so what does it really matter, I guess? But, like, convince yourself that that's the reason why. And I know you hate the Sam Darnold thing, but there's another layer to the Sam Darnold thing. It's the people that don't give credit to necessarily Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota and what happened with Sam Darnold. It's the time he spent in San Francisco as the reason why Sam Darnold was able to turn the corner. And I think a lot of people now are tying this to, it won't necessarily be what the Browns and Kevin Stefanski do. It's that time now with Philadelphia that got him headed in the right direction and got him figured out. And now he knows what a championship team looks like and he can run with it.
They weren't scrubs when he was there in Pittsburgh. Like, this is like the end all be all, what I really struggle with. And it's been a lot this offseason where there's been a lot of, whether it's former Steelers, recent former Steelers, a guy still in that locker room that have come out and been like, this is not who we've been previously. And it's like, and yet we see no signs of that on the field. And I think that's what's so wild about this. Like, like Kenny, the Steelers were good before you. They've been good after you. So it's not like the Steelers fell apart when Kenny Pickett left. And it's not like Kenny Pickett really did all that much in Philly last year other than one. Well, it wasn't even a full game. Wasn't it a half a game and then Tanner McKee saw the second half?
He played two games, and it was a half of each, essentially, yeah.
So, like, I hate it for Kenny because it just opens up a whole thing that you don't need to do right now. And two, you haven't accomplished a damn thing.
I know, but you got to, in his mind, I think this has to be the message that he sends. And it might be fool's gold by the end of the day. Like, there might not be any truth to it at all. And the common thought that the Steelers just kind of wrecked him and it's because the Steelers don't know what they're doing might have no actual real basis to it when you look back at this thing 10 years from now. But if I'm Kenny Pickett, and if I'm the Browns too, like, you have to sell him on the idea that There's nothing broke about him. And he, in fact, got in a better spot in Philadelphia. They taught him some things, and now he's in a good spot here, and now just the best is yet to come.
It's not your fault, Kenny. It's not your fault.
Goodwill hunting him and convince him that he was a product of a bad environment. He was a product of a situation that didn't know what they're doing with quarterbacks. And as evidenced by Duck Hodges, Mason Rudolph, and everyone else, still don't know what they're doing with quarterbacks. And you can be better than that.
So there's only one part of the Kenny Pickett thing. And this actually did bring it up. So I didn't love that Kenny put this out as a message. It's a clear shot. No other way to take it. It is old team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And giving the Eagles a lot of credit on this. But so I didn't love it. But it did reinforce something that I think is a benefit of having Kenny Pickett here. Which is if the Browns turn Kenny Pickett around. Let's say they go 10-7 and Kenny has 24 touchdowns and 10 interceptions mm-hmm. and the Browns are in the playoffs, the Steelers aren't. It will be an extra gigantic stone of pressure on the Steelers organization, and it might be enough for them to finally move on from Mike Tomlin.
For sure.
Just pray for instability there, because I think as soon as you remove Tomlin, I think that thing falls apart, and then they can have their decade or two of absolute misery.
Okay, so I'm trying to think this through. It's a good take. I like the take. I'm trying to think it through. Like, can we point to anybody else that left the Steelers' flock, so to speak, and then had success in the recent years? Like, even Mason Rudolph left, and he didn't look any good.
Okay, just talking quarterbacks?
Just talking quarterbacks, okay. Strictly quarterbacks. I mean,
Josh Dobbs had 8 games in Minnesota or something that.
The Pastronaut.
But Steelers fans weren't necessarily, red-assed about that.
Yeah, no, that's not it. Like this would be their version of Baker Mayfield having mm-hmm. success in Tampa Bay.
And the difference is, we can ignore the Baker thing.
Because you went for Deshaun Watson.
Oh, and he's in the NFC, and he's in the NFC South. We
still don't even ignore it, though. If it's still something that gets brought up.
But as compared to if it was in Cincy, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Stefanski and Barry would already be fired if Baker had gone to a divisional opponent and kicked her ass.
I see what you're saying, but I still like the idea that and what's going to happen with Tomlin is going to be based off of Aaron Rodgers and really what happens then with Mason Rudolph and whoever starts this year. But it will be something that for the people that are irate with Tomlin already and are just livid as hell about the idea that they win 9-10 games every year and get bounced in the first round, this will kill them. Yeah.
216-474-0092. What would Kenny Pickett succeeding in Cleveland mean for the Steelers? It would set the Steelers fans on fire. We like. It would set Pittsburgh media on fire. We would like. And honestly, I think this one, I don't think it would quite be if Baker had went to Pittsburgh. Remember there was that, would Baker want to end up in Pittsburgh? A couple moments where that could have happened. That one would have hurt much worse for Cleveland because there was an avid love of Baker Mayfield because he fit the personality of the town so well. But it would be just short of that. Because you also moved on, whereas you had, 4 years with Baker?
Yeah.
They gave Kenny 2 years before moving on.
Right, there's a difference. And also the other difference, too, is that Kenny just went to the Eagles and now he's with the Browns. But obviously Baker had to stop in Carolina and then spent a brief second or two with the Rams as well. The league had given up on Baker more than just the Browns had given up on Baker in a certain way. Whereas with Kenny Pickett, it just kind of been a through line to the Eagles and then traded here. And even if the league's given up on him, if he resurrects himself, it's going to be different.
So I actually want to play the Aditi thing. Because we're gonna save it, but I want to get into this because you pointed to this previously in one of your kind of opinions on this. Mm-hmm. And then Aditi was on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh talking about Kenny Pickett and the perception on Kenny Pickett. And because I think this opens up a different conversation for us.
People doubt it when I say this or mock me for when I say it. It's actually a pretty common feeling, a pretty common sentiment in the football world that Kenny Pickett was drafted into a situation that was as far from supportive and as far from positive for a young quarterback as there could be. It was a completely dysfunctional offense with an offensive coordinator who was in over his head. As Terry Bradshaw said, didn't have great offensive line play, didn't have a great run game. There was no support system for a young quarterback.
I want to tell you, a year away from playing football in front of actual NFL fans does wonders for your resume, because there wasn't a single damn person saying any of this about Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh coming off the 2023 season, people that watched him, think about how many times the Steelers were on national television when people are like, I can't believe how bad he is.
Yeah, but, well, I do think it helps, though, that you just watched Justin Fields and Russell Wilson both just kind of flounder in Pittsburgh. Like, that added to the resume, because it's a graveyard of quarterbacks that just haven't succeeded under Tomlin. So it opens up the credence to the idea that it's Tomlin. It was Matt Canada in particular for the couple years that Pickett was there. And it was bad coaching, bad offensive line. And you put it all together, you blend it up a little bit, and it might end up looking like a Peter Lynn pass. But it definitely seems like people, at least Aditi is ready to say that, Pickett gets a pass for what happened in Pittsburgh.
I mean, Kenny Pickett had a quarterback rating of 76 and 81.
Wasn't good. I don't think anybody can tell you he was good.
And they went 19, they were two games above 500. Or no, sorry, three games above 500. Math is so freaking hard now.
Again,
there were four games above 500.
And a lot of that has to do with the fact that you still, over that stretch, had one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Well, no, but I guess my point is, like, Tomlin this, Tomlin that.
It's defense the guy's and run been game. The
playoffs
That's Tomlin.
Four, well, okay, but they've been to the playoffs for the last 5 years, never had a losing season with a guy, and they didn't have a losing season in the entirety of the stretch with Pickett either. So, like, there's a part of me that's like, all right, something's not matching up here with how people are talking about Tomlin as if the guy's a dodo bird. I'm not saying you're doing that.
No, but
how,
like, there are people
Tomlin
in
ruins
Pittsburgh.
Quarterbacks. His quarterbacks have been Mason Rudolph, Duck Hodges, Kenny Pickett, Josh Dobbs. Like, none of these, it's not a murderer's row of quarterbacks.
Yes, but there's also no success stories in there either.
Yeah, because they all stink. Then none of them were good prospects in the first place. Isn't that more likely than the opposite?
Comparing Mason Rudolph as a prospect to Kenny Pickett is Mason Rudolph is it's like apples and bowling balls. That's two completely different prospects.
But I do like both of those things.
I do too. But it's two totally different things in that regard. And so there's a lot to the Tomlin discussion. I do think Fields and Russell Wilson last year, I think that opened up a lot of people's eyes to the idea that even with what is perceived to be either good quarterbacks or even somewhere in that line, Tomlin is not getting the best out of these guys. And whoever he entrusts with as his OC is not getting the best out of these guys, as evidenced by how lackluster their offense has been. And so I'm not giving Kenny Pickett all the world to think that he is all of a sudden great. But I get why if Stefanski's sending him this message, and if Pickett wants to put this message out there, I get why he's doing it.
Is the Browns banking on the Steelers failing Kenny Pickett a sound ideology as the number one reason for Kenny Pickett being here? More on that in 5 minutes, including the Browns year over year at quarterback in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I know you've kind of pitched the Steelers are bad at quarterbacking. That's an idea maybe the Browns have got around. You've made the Sam Darnold to Kenny Pickett comparisons. So you've been on this just as much as Aditi's been on it. Can we all just agree? No one was saying any of these things after 2023 when they traded Kenny to Philly, right?
Oh, for sure. That's what Sam Darnold going to San Francisco does. It's the rehab year that you get. There's a rehab year.
Mitchell Trubisky had it in Buffalo.
Yeah, like this, we see this across the NFL all the time. You get that rehab year, you go to a contender, and all of a sudden you come out, smelling like roses. And I'm not saying that Kenny Pickett will. I don't want to get that misconstrued at all. But like, if I was trying to pump up Kenny Pickett, if I was the boog to Shedeur Sanders. To Kenny Pickett? Yeah.
Sad existence.
It might be, but if I was that guy, this is what
shrunk?
I would do.
Do you get your hand shrunk to make his hands look bigger?
I actually you'd have to wear gloves around him so you don't, because it's probably very sensitive about the baby
hands. He'd look at the meat of my hands and he'd just shrivel up.
It'd be like, emasculated. Those are some hands right there. I can't be around that right now.
Yep. I can't deal with that big hand energy that Nick has.
I would also intentionally shrink things so that I could put them in his hand and he'd be like, wow.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did my hands grow?
Yeah, so you and get them like, yeah, so you get them like one of the mini cans of Coke as opposed to a big one and be like, and now the problem
but
is
I would change. I'd change the label so it says like 16 ounces on there.
That's smart.
And it, you know, he looks down and like, whoa, 16 ounces. I look, never looked
like
so tiny.
Those hand stretches have been working out there.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. You'd have to get them like a ridiculous workout routine and be like, if people across the league swear by this.
Yeah.
It lengthens the hand.
It just got to America. Huge in Germany.
Big
you ever
in
seen
Germany.
German hands? Find me a German with small hands, Kenny. Can't
Euros love this routine, so, and it's worked out for everyone. And just start naming people.
One of the actually okay things they've done in since the 1900s.
Maybe make up a story. Like, how do you think Doncic went from being drafted in a Taco Bell commercial, Jokic, to then being a 3-time MVP?
Yep, here we go. Hand stretches.
That's all it is. And so
Europeans love it.
So I would convince him that this is the reality, and it sounds like someone has. It sounds like someone's gotten in his ear and convinced him that it was not his fault at all what happened in Pittsburgh. It's all what happened with the Steelers offensive line, Tomlin not knowing what he's doing, Matt Canada having zero clue as an OC, and that's what he's going to run with. And you know what? For his optimism and for his ego, I would say it's a perfect play. And I would hope the Browns would continue to usher this thought process too, by the way, because there's nothing more than what Kenny Pickett needs than just absolute unfettered confidence in himself.
Yeah, so here's the problem, though. I just need to state the logic part of this out loud. The Browns are banking on the Steelers getting something wrong.
At quarterback.
The Browns.
At quarterback.
Who are in a different realm of existence than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have the self-awareness of an orange.
It's not just the Browns,
though. To be the Browns and be like, you know what? The Steelers... I think they got this one wrong.
Okay, but
they
heard
Aditi. So much wrong.
Did you hear Aditi in that clip? It's not just the Browns. We know Aditi talks to the Browns. She said the common thought, that's what she used, common thought across the NFL is X, Y, and Z. And then she laid it all out as if this was just a fact that people across the league believe this. And you know she's well-sourced and talks to a bunch of people.
Yep.
So it's not just the Browns believing this.
Yeah, it doesn't make it not
dumb. But the Browns clearly do believe it. I mean, that's the bet. The bet in with Kenny Pickett is this right here.
But it doesn't make it not dumb. Right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. Listen, I don't know that Kenny Pickett's going to be great. I can't sit here and tell you that I think he's going to be. But if the bet is I'm better at this than Matt Canada is, I think that's a bet that Kevin Stefanski's willing to take.
I think the problem is look at every player that leaves Pittsburgh when they want the player to leave Pittsburgh. And it's basically joining the witness protection program.
Well, we got a lot of wide receivers and running backs that just go. They go loco. They go crazy.
I mean, it's almost New England-esque. Remember where like Jamie Collins or Kyle Van Noy or like you. There's just a certain amount of players who would only succeed in New England.
Former Brown,
and
Jamie
then
Collins.
they would get paid elsewhere, and they would be not as good. That's to me what Pittsburgh has at almost every position. Except cornerbacks. Occasionally, they're just not good at cornerback. I don't even know what happened there. My point is.
We don't have a quarterback to point to in that, though.
That's because none of the quarterbacks were good in the first place.
I think the Fields and Russell Wilson thing last year did a number on people believing
Fields,
whether or not.
Fields wasn't good before he went to Pittsburgh.
There's a reason why they are now both going to be starting quarterbacks this year on different teams. Like there's belief attached to this. Is not just a lone wolf thought. I really don't. I mean, again, Aditi is putting claim to this that people just believe across the league that if it's at post Big Ben and Big Ben succeeded because he was great, but post Big Ben, they don't know what they're doing there at the quarterback spot.
I just think it'd be wild if.
Similar to what happened with Bill Belichick. You talk about New England and post Tom Brady, how they never really figured out how to do the quarterback spot there either.
Correct, but they also never won post Tom Brady.
Yeah, neither have the Steelers.
They
haven't won a playoff game.
Yeah, but they've been consistently in the playoffs.
They haven't won a playoff game post Big Ben.
Well,
you get 17
but you're
in the
having success in the regular season.
Steelers fans that have won titles don't look at just making the postseason as success.
Yeah, and they're dumb. Like they are like fans who are impatient with going 10-7 every year. That is stupid. Like the whole point of this whole thing is to win enough to get in the playoffs. And I get it. I wouldn't love not having a playoff win in a decade either. But I just feel like we're taking. I agree, by the way. I think this is a common thought. I think the problem with the NFL is there's too many people with too many common thoughts. For a league with so many damn smart people and the infusion of Ivy Leaguers, it's chasing somebody else's thought 90 times out of 10. Like, we've traded, all right, everybody hire people from the Belichickian tree or the Bill Walsh tree because we've got to be that, right? We want to be the Patriots. How do you be the Patriots? You hire a Belichick clone. I want to be the 49ers. Hire a Bill Walsh clone, right? We've traded that for stuff like this, which is, well, I mean, Pittsburgh's so problematic, and yet they've won. This guy stunk on a winning team. You think on a worse team he's suddenly going to get better?
Well, I think the critics would say that that was more of a defensive-led team than it was an offensive-led team. And on the offensive side of the ball, it's not as if Kenny Pickett or the offense was doing anything miraculous in those 2 years.
I just continue to come back to the most obvious and right there in your face. The Browns think they know more than the Steelers. That's wild, man. The Browns, we're going to do what the Steelers couldn't do outside of winning.
But the more obvious thought here would be more the idea that Kenny Pickett probably just isn't very good at football.
Well, yeah, well, that's the other part of this.
That would be the more obvious thing.
So, Justin Fields right now is getting a lot of love. I saw like two articles being like, could Justin Fields be this year's, I almost say Kenny Pickett, Sam Darnold, which again, I think is far-fetched.
Probably using some of the same thought processes we're applying to this for that.
Yeah, but the difference is Justin was a top 11 pick. And if you, okay, that's splitting hairs. My point is, if you watch Justin in college, like skill-wise, he looked like a future franchise quarterback in the NFL. I don't know a lot of people actually watched Kenny in college and thought, future franchise quarterback. I think people thought maybe he'd be serviceable.
He had one good year in college. It was his final year, and that's what ended up getting him drafted. Before that, he spent a lot of time just being fine.
He's what everybody feared Joe Flacco was going to be in the pros, right?
I mean, he was Zach Wilson is what he was. Again, you just got drafted very, very high based off of one really good season, and that was it. And then you watched it implode when you actually got your opportunity.
I just think for a team in the midst of transition, a team that needs a win, quite frankly, needs wins on the field just in general for where this fan base is and maybe for where that owner might be as well or the owners might be as well, I just think reducing everything to, those guys don't know quarterbacks.
Should Kenny not have taken the shot, by the way?
What do you mean?
Like, should you just not have said anything in regards to this? I mean, that was a clear, I'm telling you, Tomlin was the problem answer. Should he have just zipped it?
Yes. Until he did something in the NFL, he should do it. But getting back to it, I at least understand that Justin Fields is the Kenny Pickett thing. I at least understand that. Justin Fields is Sam Darnold. I at least get that given the physical talent of the player. You're banking on a player being better than he was in Pittsburgh when he was surrounded in a winning atmosphere and a guy who doesn't have a lot of physical talent. And I think I just continue to, like, every time I try and buy into this idea of, oh, I can kind of see it. And I do think Kenny fits this system. So I will give anyone that. I'll give him the fact that the offensive line wasn't good enough. I think Matt Canada's a boob. I'll give you a fair amount of that. But then it's the Browns doing something better with a player than the Steelers that feels like the largest bridge you can try and gap there. Largest gap you can try and bridge there. We got there eventually.
You got there. You definitely did.
It was a good moment there. 216-474-0092. I noticed it recently, and I realized it happens more than I thought. And I can't say that I love it. Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.